What? Oh, yeah. Jesus had to deal with that temptation of homosexuality. He overcame it. Well, the Bible says he was tempted in every point, in all points, as we are. See, it wouldn't be right for me to tell you you can overcome it if Jesus hadn't already overcame it. Amen. Follow what I'm saying? Now, I understand outside of Christ, yeah, you stuck. You stuck. You got a woman trapped inside you. You are struck. You are stuck. You are stuck. The only way out is Christ. Yeah. Yeah. The only way out of your drug addiction is Christ. The only way out of any addictive behavior is Christ. He's a great deliverer. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 And he wants to deliver you today. And I love you. Amen. I'll let that sink in you a little bit. Praise God. Read verse 3. Look what he says. Look what he says if we refuse to grow up. Look what he says if we just insist on remaining children. What did he say in verse 3? Ready? Read. Ooh, ooh. What did he just say? He said, even though when we were children, we were what? He says, even though we were children, we were to the elements, or I think a Greek translation calls it the rudiments of the world. So we got to grow up. We got to grow up. Got to grow up. I love you. Oh, I love you too, baby, wherever you are. All right, now, let's get into this now. All right now, darling. Jesus, now, we're going to get into something, because I said a strong something there right now, and I've got to prove something to you by the Word. So if you sit there long enough, I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you, and you can be so free forever. Jesus did not come operating as God, but he came operating as a man. I think I've made that point very clear. Okay? He came, he was all God, but he did not operate as God. He operated as a man in his humanity so we could have a legal example to follow. Well, the question is, can a man operate like Jesus? Give me an answer. Can a man operate like Jesus? Yes. Absolutely. It's already been proven. Jesus walked on water. Peter walked on water. Jesus raised the dead. There were several apostles that raised the dead. Jesus healed the sick. There were several men in the book of Acts that healed the sick. Jesus did whatever he did. There's several people that did it. And they took it to another degree. Peter's shadow was so anointed, it healed people. Contact with that anointing got on handkerchiefs and it healed people. There was a guy, oh, I forget his name, but he was translated 25 miles down the road because he stopped to obey God and to baptize this guy. Found himself 25 miles down the road, translated down the road, supernatural. I mean, I don't know what it is with our mindset. We think, oh, don't dare say that we can do what Jesus did, and yet there are men who have already demonstrated that you can do what Jesus did. It's already recorded where several men demonstrated doing just what Jesus did, and they did it in his name. In fact, there's one. Lord, can I show you something? Go to Acts 17 or Acts 14. Acts 14. Somebody said, which one? I don't know. You tell me. Acts 14.